Hello and welcome to GeekCast Radio Network's one-year anniversary special. I am your host, TFG and Mike, and joining me is Steve Megatron. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Very well.
Yes, and as of today, June 1st, 2010, we are officially a year old.
Yes, we are.
Yay!
Surprisingly enough, actually. Who knew that we'd get this far with so many shows, with so many episodes on top of it?
God, I haven't even updated my podcasting math document lately. I'm going to have to do that and figure out how many episodes I've actually done in the past, well, not just the past year for GCRN, but the past 2 years and in total. But yeah.
Yeah, I was looking at the statistics of the site the other day.
Uh-huh.
And we've actually jumped tremendously since the beginning.
I mean, well, yeah, I would assume we would.
So what I'm going to do is, during this little special report here, I'm going to go back from June of last year.
Uh-huh.
And show what our hits were for the site and whatnot.
Uh-huh.
And then show a comparison to today.
Oh, okay.
Now, mind you, some of the June of last year was a little bit mix of Predacon Empire. Not so much now because there's not been any real updating there in quite some time.
Yeah.
Page views last year at this time. We're 64,000 for the range of the month of June.
Uh-huh.
A daily average of 2,100. Overall range of hits, like the daily average was 9,000.
Yeah.
For last year. Which this year, as soon as it loads. Well, we don't have any statistics for June so far, so I gotta go by May. The range is 118 for the page views, with daily average of 3,800.
Mm-hmm.
And the daily average of hits is about 7,000, but at the time, Predacon Empire was doing higher now, which it's doing lower now. But we've got 241,000 hits.
Yeah.
The site.
Well, you know, and the other thing is, what about downloads? I mean, just from don't you have a way to track downloads from the site that actually download the MP3s from just the site downloads and not the iTunes?
From the server itself?
I would assume so, because you told me at some point that the Maurice LaMarche interview was downloaded, what, over 1,000 times or something?
Yeah, between Feedburner and...
Oh, okay.
The other ones. Like, for instance, I'm trying to find it.
Well, while he's trying to find that, June 1st, 2010 is also the one-year anniversary of TuneCast. Kevin and I briefly talked about this in episode 56, The Wuzzles, which will be out tomorrow, June 2nd. Yeah, that shows that it's one-year anniversary. We are, like I said, we're on episode 56, so we've got about 40-something episodes left of that show. June 10th, 2010, will be the one-year anniversary for ToyCast. And then July 11th will be the one-year anniversary for MWire. Which, funnily enough, we're celebrating the one-year anniversary of MWire talking about Superman 3.
Yes.
I don't know how the hell I figured that, but that's just... When I was creating the MWire schedule, it just kind of fell into place. And then, because MWire is the only schedule that I have through the next 5 or 6 years, the 2-year anniversary will be Grumpy Old Men.
Nice.
and the little descript I wrote in there just to have an entire list. I said, celebrating MYR's 2-year anniversary, have Mike and Steve turned into grumpy old men?
Not too hard.
Yeah. Let's see. What's the other? 3rd-year anniversary for MYR will be The Rookie, which is the Dennis Quaid film. I think that's, let's see, when's the next one? 4 years will be, celebrating 4 years, it'll be episode 200 of MYR, it'll be short circuit films, which hopefully by that time, that remake would have been killed, and not gone to fruition. They just need to leave Short Circuit alone. Leave Johnny Five alone, fuckers.
Well, they need to leave everything from the 80s alone, but anyways.
That's true. Anyways, so yeah, 1 year, like hundreds of episodes. I don't even know. I know we've launched Tooncast, which has 56. MYR has 43, including a couple of DVD commentaries. Beast Unleashed is still young. It's we've recorded, up to 12 now? We've released 11, and we've recorded up to 12.
Got one of War Stories, which just started. One of the others. All Things Transformers has 47, plus a couple other
episodes. Plus the individual special episodes, yeah.
A couple interviews.
We got to talk about the interviews here in a minute. Let's see. Toycast has 60 actual episodes, not including the special discussions, or the supplemental discussions, I guess you could call them. Secret Origins has recorded 9 episodes. Lupus Convoy and I are going to record episode 10 tonight. Hopefully my nasal voice drip nose thing will. Hopefully my nose won't be running off my fucking face when we record tonight, because that's what I feel like now. My head feels like it's gonna fucking explode. But anyway, we've grown exponentially over the last year. And I've said this. I don't know if I've said this before in a special. I know I've told you. I'm actually glad that we're not doing another. We're still doing. Like, at Christmas time, we're still going to do Christmas movies on MYR, but I'm so glad we're not doing Tooncast and MYR as far as more Christmas stuff this year, because holy crap, I almost lost my mind trying to get those two shows scheduled last year.
last year was pretty hectic.
Yeah, last year was a clusterfuck.
And that's no lie.
As far as the interviews, you know, I got to thank everybody that has taken time out to talk to us, because, you know, I've said this before. I even said it to Jess Harnell. You know, he had made a comment about, something about if, you know, 10, 20 years ago, you told him that he'd be singing and voice acting, he'd laughed in your face. And, you know, I can say the same thing about the interview stuff. You know, 5, 6 years ago, if somebody told me I'd be talking to Larry Kenney, David Cade, Gary Chuck, Ian Corlett, Tara Strong, I'd have laughed in their face and said, you're a fucking liar.
Yeah, but that was like a pipe dream.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, it's just been great to be able to talk to these people. And I don't know how to word it. I don't want to word this to where it comes off badly, but, you know, we always think of, you know, our favorite characters, or the people that voice our favorite characters, or the people that act as our favorite characters. We always, you know, set them higher, in some sort of higher plane. And when we were talking to them or interviewing them, they're just regular people like everybody else. It's just something that they do that, you know, that makes us enjoy it even more. You know, I've talked to Stan Bush a couple of times. Great guy. I'm going to have to check in with Stan. I know.
Yeah, I think his new CD should be coming out soon.
Yeah, it better be. I'm going to have to email him and ask him what's going on with that, because he is confirmed to be at BotCon this year, BotCon 2010 in Walt Disney, or outside of Walt Disney World, but in Florida. Let's see, Larry Kenney was super nice to talk to. He's a great guy to talk to. You know, just all these people that are from our childhoods that, you know, when I was a kid, I knew in the back of my mind that Peter Cullen was the voice of Prime. But, you know, as a 4, 5, 6 year old, you don't really, you know, you don't think of it as now that, you know, this is an actual person doing a voice. And that, you know, it'd be great to talk to them, but whereas now, you're like, oh yeah, going to BotCon, going to meet Peter Cullen, sure. Which, unfortunately, this year I can't do. But that would be awesome to get to go to one of those things and meet him. yeah, it's too bad you and I can't go to TFCon, you know?
Yeah, that would be really cool to do and actually have, you know, some kind of a presence there or...
Yeah, well, it's not even that. I don't know if you've seen the news. I don't know how internet active you've been, but they've announced a second guest. They have Mark Ryan as the first guest. Guess who the second guest is?
David Kay.
Yep.
Yep. I noticed that the other day and I was like, man, because I'd really love to meet that guy.
Yep.
Like, out of all, I mean, I love all the work that everyone's done on all these shows collectively.
Yeah.
But just because Megatron holds that extra spot for me, I would love to meet David Kay.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, I got to give a huge shout out for everybody who has given us time as far as interviews and thank them.
Oh, yeah.
Very much. You know, it's something that they did not have to do. I'm glad that they, you know, took their time out and were able to do it for us. And some of the voice clips that they've given us are really, really great. I'm going to have to find a way to get in touch with Kay again to see if he'll redo some of the voice clips for us if he has time to do so. But that's another thing. Let's see. All the guest hosts and the current, I guess you could call them staff. I mean, hell, we're all staff on this thing. You, me, Kevin Thompson, Michael Wilson, Lupus Convoy, the goddamn Proto Man, General Techno. Who else? Oh, God, I know I'm leaving somebody out and they're going to kill me. I think that's it. Pia. And, you know, even Optimus Scourge, even though he wasn't with us that long, but, you know, just everybody, all the guest co-hosts as well. I'll list those off in a second, but, you know, just the current core of co-hosts that you and I have as far as, you know, getting these shows going. I truly could not see this whole project that you and I are doing without some of those people. Especially Wilson.
Yeah.
Beast Unleashed wouldn't be what it is if Wilson wasn't on there. And when I first asked him about it way back when we were still doing TFG1, he was kind of skeptical about it. And I'm like, well, you know, I think I said at some point, well, you know, whenever we get it set up, we'll figure it out and you're just going to have to do it. I don't remember if that's what I said or not, but I said something to that similarity.
Well, the show in itself wouldn't have been the same without him on the show.
Yeah.
Just because he's he puts a different spin on certain things that you and I probably wouldn't figure out.
Yeah, no. I think what it was that when I started TFG1, it was just me, and then I brought you in, and then you and I did the whole friendship partnership thing as far as the podcasting thing, and then we bounced other ideas off of each other, and by the time I brought him in on certain episodes of TFG1 that you couldn't be in or you didn't have time to record with me, he started on TFG1 episode 14, and he went the rest of the 10 episodes for the most part, I believe.
And I was hit or miss.
Yeah. Well, you know, time constraints are, you know, time constraints. That's fine. It doesn't, you know, it's not anything against you or anything, but, you know, and I was trying to figure out a way where the three of us could come back and do an entire show, the three of us together, and figure out what topic all three of us could talk about. And I think when you first interviewed me, when you and I first started talking on PE, I think it's episode 9 of All Things Transformers, you had asked me, well, what's after TFG1? And I said, I don't know, probably, you know, most likely it'll be a Beast Wars show or something like that. And you said you wanted to be on it. So I figured, well, why don't I figure this out and figure out a way to get it done? And lo and behold, Beast Unleashed.
Yes, which, again, very awesome to be doing.
Yes.
This show is quite possibly one of my favorite that we do.
Yeah, you know, I've said this before. You know, I have fun on all the shows that we do as far as records for the most part, but Beast Unleashed, I think it's because, and I know Michael's going to hate this. I don't even know if he's going to listen to this thing, but I think it's because we are so raunchy and just so off the wall. Just god awful. It's a good thing that show has the explicit tag, because it's not just about the cursing. As far as being explicit, I mean, the whole bestiality thing that was brought up in, I think it was episode 8. Oh my god, I don't know.
That was partially me. I think he brought it up initially, and then I just ran with it.
Yeah, but I mean, it's one of those things where, you know, I just, every time after we're done recording that, I'm like, wow, that was a blast to do, you know, and it's just great. As far as some of the guest co-hosts, Derek Ferguson of Better in the Dark has been on a couple, I think he's been on one Tooncast episode, and I know he's been on a few MWire episodes. Really great guy. Him and Tom DJ as well, they do Better in the Dark, which you can find over at Earth2.net. I've been trying to get some of the Earth2.net podcasters to be on a couple of the podcasts here, which that'll hopefully come in time, maybe over the next year, maybe by the 2-year anniversary of this. Well, you know, we can include them in the ranks of being on our shows. The Televixen from Televixen.com. Or thetelevixen.com. She's just a great girl. She's been on a couple of the Geekcast radio episodes. She's been on a few of the Tooncast episodes. She actually helped Kevin and I do that Christmas episode, which is really, really cool. Diana Liu from 80s Cartoon Podcast. She's only on one episode. She's on the gym episode with Kevin and I, but, you know, she's a really great girl as well. Let's see. Christopher Stapleton from Chicken Pot Pod. Hell, without Christopher Stapleton, we wouldn't have had that Larry Kenny interview, because he's the one that gave me the information to get in contact with him. He's been on several Tooncast episodes. He's also been on, I think, one MWire episode. He was on the Mission Impossible episode. Who else have we had on? I guess you could say there are other partners in podcasting crime. Mike Dodd and the crew over at This Week in Geek, Mike Dodd, David Dennis, Steve Saylor, Pierce Dirks, all them, you know, really great to be collaborating with them.
Which you do more of that than I do, but that's just because of time constraints.
Yeah. Well, you know, which Twig will be starting back up. I think Mike said that we're going to be doing Nerd News on the 13th of June, so... I actually just had him release a special Nerd News special report on all the celebrity deaths this past weekend, which we're not going to get into here, obviously. I'll send you the link, and you can put it in the description here if people want to link over to that. Let's see, who else?
The lunch table.
Oh, yeah. Can't
yeah, one of that. Our original... you know, collaborations.
Well, it's more of they're writing our coattails, but...
yeah, but, I mean...
I know.
They were the first joining of the network.
Yes.
And then from there, we've gotten a lot more. I mean, we've kind of had an, you know, a thing with Twig since the beginning anyway, but they've been along for the ride, as well as now we've got a UK affiliate, Blogomatic 3000.
Yep. Blogomatic3000.com. Michael Wilson set that up. With the lunch table, you know, I find it funny. I've only been on one of their episodes before they rebooted. And ever since their reboot, they haven't invited either one of us on, yet we constantly have Michael Powers on this podcast. So, yeah, some reciprocation is needed. No, you can't have our Energon goodies.
I think it just has to do with that's when they happen to record.
Well, they record every Sunday, I think. Well,
I wouldn't know. I'm never...
I think they're recorded on Sunday, so I don't know.
The Steve is not available on Sundays.
Nah.
We're the weakest link. Goodbye. But, do you find that funny?
Yeah.
What the hell?
Well, I was going to comment. I don't think I should.
No, make it.
Mrs. That's the like Steve it. Has the ball and chain tied up.
Eh, whatever.
See?
Yeah, that comes as part of the territory.
Yeah. Just overall, the other one I forgot to mention. They've only been on one episode, but Ron Algar-Watt and Matt Robotham from Sarcastic Voyage Podcast, they were on the Looney Tunes episode of Tooncast with me. Great guys. They run an awesome show over at Sarcastic Voyage. Very funny. They actually just, I believe it's episode 63 of their show, they got to interview Michael Charles Hill, who was one of the writers of G.I. Joe and Transformers from the 80s. So that's, I know that they're super stoked for that. Overall, it's been a great first year. I know we are going to continue to do a lot of the stuff over the next, you know, over the coming years. And even when shows end, like Tooncast is going to have a definite end, Beast Unleashed is going to have a definite end, Secret Origins podcast is going to have a definite end, we'll still be coming up with new content and new shows as it comes along. I guess one of our fans on Facebook wrote on our wall and suggested commentaries of films for MWire, and I replied to this person. I believe his name is Jason Ritter, and no, it's not the son of John Ritter. I don't think it is anyway. he suggested that we do commentaries on Batman Begins, Dark Knight, Iron Man, Sherlock Holmes, National Treasure 1 and 2, and something else. I don't have the Facebook post in front of me, but I replied to him that, you know, thanks for the suggestion, but we've already covered a majority of those.
I mean, we may go back and do, you know.
Commentaries. I don't know. I don't know. If we were going to, it would have to be something that, you know. See, for me, like, when I do a commentary, it's because there isn't that much information on a film. It's not that, you know, I do or I don't want to commentate on that movie, but we've already had giant discussions on Batman Begins, Dark Knight, Iron Man. I did tell him that we would most likely be doing an Iron Man 2 commentary when that comes to DVD. I honestly have no interest in Sherlock Holmes. It looks good, but it doesn't look like something I will ever own.
I mean, I like the film. I don't think I'd go as far as doing a commentary for it.
Yeah. Yeah. And the thing with commentaries, Mike Dodd mentioned this on their Empire Strikes Back commentary that, it's hard to do commentaries about films you like because you're just going to sit there and say, oh, yeah, I like this, I like this, I like this. You know, you have to find a film that you either hate or that you don't like as much, because I find, you know, you make more comments about it as such, where I know a lot of that's going to come into play this Saturday, June 5th. because we will be doing a commentary for Transformers, the 2007 live-action film. Now, the hating will probably commence when we get around to doing the sequel.
Second film.
Yeah, the sequel commentary. Oh, my God. Oh, boy. I'm almost tempted to do them out of order as far as recording them. Not release them out of order, but record them out of order. But
get out the pent up frustration.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And just some of the like, it surprises me some of the reactions to episodes, especially on the website comments. When Michael and I did the Phineas and Ferb episode, which I knew for a fact that you had no interest in that, so I knew I was okay in go ahead and doing that topic. When we did that, a lot of mothers, a lot of parents commented on it. Hell, even one of the creators, Dan Povenmire, commented on it, on that episode post. And that was just awesome.
I was pretty surprised to actually see that, because it's not often that you actually see a creator of something actually, you know, make a comment. Especially on something to our scale compared to them.
Yeah. You know, this whole first year has been, you know, trial and tribulation, and as far as the podcasting network goes, and as far as getting stuff done and learning new ways to do stuff, I am still learning how to edit the stuff without having to run it through iTunes. And currently, I'm failing at it miserably. I tried to do the whole copy and paste thing, like you told me. We'll get into that off air. But I'm just saying, the way I do stuff, I try to do it the best I can, the best way, and I know how. And if the audio quality isn't the greatest, I'm sorry. I try my damn. Like, there have been, I think, the entire time that we've run the network so far this past year, there have been 3 episodes that we've had to re-record. Tooncast episode 2 and Tooncast episodes 55 and 58. And even on the re-records of 55 and 58, they still, the audio quality still sucks. And it wasn't because of me going through iTunes. It was because of the initial record quality. It just sucked. So I'm very, very sorry for that. I'm trying, people. I really am. But I'm not going to drag this down with that, any more of that. But it's just been a great, great first year.
Yes, it has been an awesome first year. And hopefully this year we get more fan interactions and more voice actors, more, you know, more content available to us, and hell, hopefully some like exclusive, you know, shit to jump in with.
Yep.
In either case, it'd be awesome.
Oh yes, very much so. Very, very much so. So I guess we can, I guess I'll tease up some stuff here. Let's see. Coming this week will be the, it'll be 3 episodes of three episodes of ToyCast, 58, 59, and 60. After 60, we may record a 1-year anniversary special for that show. I'm not sure, it just depends on who's around. The 1-year anniversary for ToyCast comes up on the 10th of June, so, and I basically just, when I come up with the 1-year anniversaries, it's basically whenever we launch the show or whenever the first episode date is on iTunes, let's see what else. We got Tooncast 56, which is the 1-year anniversary of that show with the Wuzzles. Kevin and I talked about that I was actually surprised. I made a comment to Kevin off air. I said, I'm actually surprised we get a 40-minute discussion out of the Wuzzles.
Hell, you never know.
Yeah, that's true. What else do we have coming up this week? What else? I don't even remember now. Fuck.
Well, there'll be, you know, a toy cast, I'm sure.
Yeah, like I said, it'll be 58 through 60 of toy cast, Tooncast, MWire, whenever we can get to it. There'll be a new episode of this podcast besides this one. I believe we're going to do, what was that topic idea you had? Was it 3D versus theater gimmicks versus CGI or something?
Yeah, it's like a combination of like how, you know, cinema uses all that to try and gain people.
Yeah. I think it's, I don't know, it's kind of funny. Like, the last 3 weeks, we've had 2 heavy weeks, 1 light week, and then this week is probably going to be another light week. And the only reason why we had a light week the week before was because you were on vacation. And I think what's throwing us off is the whole Beast Unleashed scheduling. So, as far as, you know, releasing versus recording. So, but anyway.
Yeah.
I think that about does it. We've thanked everybody that I can remember to thank, I think.
Well, I don't think. Thank so. Something.
I think so.
I think so. That's how we row.
Oh, God. Yes. Again, I want to apologize to anybody for the way I'm sounding this, because, yeah, I woke up and my nose was, like, down the street, so.
And I purposely snorted in your ear.
So, again, it's been a great first year. It'll be, you know, many more happy years to happen as well. Again, thank you to everybody, and I guess close the show, Steve.
Excellent. Yes, and be sure to visit every one of our Geekcast Radio podcasts.
T-shirts coming soon. See you, folks.